Come and get it.
Do folks, and a happy hello from the Sons of the Pioneers and the rest of the Lucky You gang. You know, old Jack Frost was around this morning doing a little painting on the fence posts and on the rooftops. He's given us a little tip off that we'd better start sawing up a few of the dead trees around the ranch and stack up a cord or two. But first things first. So right now, we're going to musically stack up a cord or two. Feller? That may not be very pretty, but it's plenty fast and plenty loud, anyhow. Say, you know, our little Christmas party is moving along just fine. We've already had letters from some of our friends out along the Lucky You line, and the big network has had telephone calls asking for more details about the party. Well, Carl's down at the post office right now getting things straightened out. He'll be back soon, and we'll find out all the details.
You know, I think it's going to be a real happy Christmas down here on the Lucky You, Lloyd.
I do too, Ken. Say, look at Chug over there. He looks low enough to walk under a snake with a high hat on.
By George, he does at that. Maybe he's confused about all this Christmas activity.
Well, could be. Say, Chug, what do you got to say about Christmas?
No, nuts!
Well, aren't you ashamed? Now, look here, Chug, when you want to wish folks a Merry Christmas, what will you say, huh?
Nothing!
Now, wait a minute, Lloyd. Maybe Shug has an idea at that.
You did that burn to tootin'.
I hope so. You hear that? Well, after all, what would Christmas be without salted nut meat? Fact is, right now at the store down at the crossroads and at dealers everywhere, the Planters people are featuring holiday packs of their famous nut meat. These holiday packs come in two sizes. There's a small pack containing a 4-ounce can of Planters blanched almonds, a can of mixed nuts, and a can of cashews. And then there's a larger pack with the 8-ounce can of those famous Planters cocktail salted peanuts, a can of mixed nuts, and a can of cashews. Now, both of these holiday packs come in festive cellophane-wrapped gift boxes with a window to show the cans of salted nuts inside. If you prefer to make up your own holiday assortment or buy individual cans of Planters salted nuts to hang on the tree or tuck into stockings, well, right now, the dealers are featuring all varieties of Planters nut meats in both the large and the small vacuum can. So this year, spread Christmas cheer the Planters way. Remember, Planters is the word for peanuts and delicious holiday nut meats, too.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. That was old Frankie Tex Messina, a range boss, galloping through the San Fernando Valley.
Boy, he sure put the spurs to that one, didn't he?
You can say that again, Shug.
I don't know what in a cat hair for, but I will. He sure put the spurs to that
one. Cut that out, Shug.
You asked me.
That was just an expression I used. Some people call it a cliche.
If you do, you'll have to swim out by yourself, Joe.
Shuggy, look, a cliche is an expression summing up a statement. You got to read books, boy.
Well, I'll snatch an eagle bald-headed if that don't take the bloom off the sage. There's nothing like that in them catalogs I read.
Well, I say...
Shuggy, me boy, there are other books besides catalogs.
Maybe so, but I'll bet they don't have as many pictures.
You got a point there. Anyway, I'll explain it to you later.
I wish you would, Kenneth. You would.
Say, Lloyd, with Christmas coming on and the spirit of giving in people's hearts, how about giving away a gold seed to an acre of our lucky ewe land?
Well, you know, I was figuring on doing just that, Ken. I'd like to remind the folks that every weekday we do give away an acre of land to somebody who's gone out of his or her way to help someone. It's our way of saying thanks for giving a helping hand. We picked a letter today which I feel is most deserving. The letter says, "Dear Sirs, I'm writing to tell you about two people I believe to be worthy candidates for your Gold Deed Award. This man and woman seem to live their lives just to make others happy. When my husband returned from the Navy after World War II, we were still very young, and he couldn't find work that paid him enough to support us and our little baby. Although these two wonderful people had never met us, they learned how things were with us, and they made clothing for our baby and bought many things that we needed. Now, they have people in France and in England they have never seen, yet they send them food and clothing and other things that they need each month. Many times they have turned their summer home over to people that had no place to live, even paying the utility bills and sacrificing their own pleasures and never taking one cent in return. They've made life seem worthwhile, and they've given new hope to many who otherwise would have given up in despair. Their names are Mr. and Mrs. Virgil B. Rankin, 6911 Gaston Avenue, Dallas, Texas. The letter is signed Pauline M. Anderson, 305 North 28th Street, Colorado Springs, Colorado. What a wonderful, wonderful world this would be, and how much less trouble there would be in it if there were more kind and unselfish people like Mr. and Mrs. Rankin. To them, with the best wishes, thanks, and blessings from all of us, goes today's Gold Deed Award to the acre of land for their many, many good deeds. And along with it, I'd like to join the Sons of the Pioneers in a song salute to the Rankins.
There's a little brown road winding over the hill through a little white cut by the sea. There's a little green gate at whose trellis I wait, while two eyes of blue come smiling through at me. There's a gray lock or two in the brown of the hair. There's some silver in mine too. I see.
But in all the long years, when the clouds brought their tears,
those two eyes of blue kept smiling through at me. And if ever I'm left in this world all alone, I shall wait for my call patiently.
For if heaven be kind, I shall wake there to find
those two eyes of blue still smiling at me.
Thank you, folks. Say, I wonder what's happened to Carl. He was going to be right back with that information from the post office. Hope he gets here before we have to end off today's show.
Yeah, I do too, Lloyd. Say, Lloyd, I was down at the crossroads last night tossing a few nickels in the jukebox, and I...
You spendthrift. No.
Yeah, I was throwing it around, but, you know, there was one tune I really liked. In fact, I played it so many times the customers almost ran me out of the place. But at least I had a chance to learn the words, and I thought as long as we're waiting for Carl anyway, we might give it a whirl. What do you think?
Well, you know, I just don't see any reason why not. The name of it isn't by any chance because of you.
Yeah, yeah. How'd you know?
How did he know? Grabbed the same reason all of us knew you, knucklehead. Because you kept us awake all night singing it in your sleep. And that ain't no Kalichi or Kalichi either.
Don't try to answer that one, kid. Just think.
Kalichi either.
Don't try to answer that one, kid. Just think.
Because of you, there's a song in my heart. Because of you, our romance had its start. Because of you, the sun will shine. The moon and stars will say you're mine forever and never to part. I only live for your love and your kiss. It's paradise to be near you like this. Because of you, my life is now worthwhile, and I can smile because of you. I only live for your love and your kiss. It's paradise to be near you like this. Because of you, my life is now worthwhile, and I can smile. And I can smile because of you.
Hi, fellas. I'm sorry I'm late. That was a swell song. You know they have it on the jukebox down at the crossroads.
He not only knows it, but everybody else in the country knows it.
Now, Shug, I didn't sing that loud last night.
I don't understand either. There was someone else kept breaking in, kind of singing along with you.
Shuggy, I told you at supper last night not to have that third piece of green apple pie, didn't
I?
Yeah,
that's bad for you, Shuggy.
Are you insinuating that I was telling an untruth that I was making up to you? That I would?
No, never that. But tell me more about this voice you heard singing along with me.
Well, you'd be going along pretty good, you know, and I'd doze off, and then all of a sudden, this other voice would break in.
Yeah.
And then I'd wake up.
Well, I was like...
And then I'd doze off again, and this voice would start singing again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I'd wake me up. Grab, it was horrible. It sounded like a sliver on a fence in a high wind.
Shug, for your information, that other voice you heard was you snoring, and that's what kept waking you up.
It was?
Yeah.
Well, like I say, it was some of the nicest singing I ever hear.
Shug, get out of here. We want to talk to Carl, for goodness sake.
Don't worry, bud. I'm leaving.
Say, Carl, were you able to fix everything up down at the post office?
I sure was, Lloyd. In fact, the network folks were way ahead of me.
How do you mean?
Well, they had already made arrangements with the post office, and we won't even have to send a wagon to town for the toys that are sent in. They'll deliver them to us.
Well, hey, that's fine. Say, tell the folks listening in that address once again.
Oh, sure. It's the Lucky You Ranch, ABC, Hollywood 27, California.
Oh, that's what I wanted to know.
Oh, Betty, where have you been?
Oh, I'm sorry, Lloyd, but I had some work to do at school.
Well, as long as you're here, why, that's all that matters.
Why? Is there something you wanted me to do?
Sure is.
What?
Sing.
I'll do it.
Well, good.
Oh, but first...
Not as quick,
wait a minute. I want to get that address from Carl. Some of the neighbors have been asking my pupils where to send toys. Now wait until I get a pencil, Carl, and I'll be sure and have it straight. Okay, I'm ready now.
Okay, it's Lucky You Ranch, ABC, Hollywood 27, California.
And that's for all toys, either new or used?
That's right, Betty, and we'll fix them up.
Well, thank you, Carl. Okay, I'm ready, Lloyd.
Well, go right ahead, Betty.
Jealous heart, oh, jealous heart, stop beating. Can't you see the damage you have done? You have driven him away forever. Jealous heart, now I'm the lonely one. I was part of everything he planned for, and I know he loved me at the start. Now he hates the sight of all I stand for, all because of you, oh jealous heart. Bring me pain. love again. Through the years, his memory will haunt me, even though we're many miles apart. It's so hard to know he'll never want me, 'cause he heard your beating jealous.
She go?
She said she was in a hurry. She had to get right back, Lloyd.
Well, she wasn't fooling, was she?
She took off in a cloud of dust.
You know, Ken, with Christmas coming on, a lot of folks are thinking of home these days. Doesn't matter whether it's a shack or a castle. Home is home as long as it's filled with pleasant memories and family ties. So we'd like to kind of dedicate this to those boys who'd like to be home for Christmas but aren't quite going to be able to make it. The Sons of the Pioneers join them as our third thoughts turn to going home. The title of the song is simply Going Home.
And pain, with a bronco for my friend, I was wild and free, and I'm going back again where I long to be.
Going home, where coyotes howl and cattle roam. Going home, going home to stay, where the skies are always blue, where the friends are always true. Nevermore will I roam, going home.
Many hours I'd ride the range, happy all the while. Never mind the weather change, take it with a smile. With my good old 44 hanging by my side, I'd go riding down the trail where the redskins hide.
Going home, where coyotes howl and cattle roam. Going home, going home to stay. Where the skies are always blue, where the friends are always true. Nevermore will I roam. Going home.
Thank you very much. Say, are you sure that Betty left?
Yeah, I saw her driving away, Lloyd. Why?
Well, I wanted her to hear Hugh's thought for today.
Oh, don't worry about that. She'll have the radio turned on in her car while she's driving back to school.
Yeah, I guess she will at that. Say, Hugh, would you like to read today's thought?
Sure would, Lloyd. It's another example of Benjamin Franklin's observation, and it concerns knowledge. Franklin wrote, "If a man empties his purse into his head, no man can take it away from him. An investment in knowledge always pays the best interest."
If a man empties his purse into his head, no man can take it away from him. Well, that sure makes a lot of sense, Hugh. Say, gang, I think if we squeeze just a little bit, we've got time to get one more tune in. What do you say, huh?
Let's let her rip.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's try to make an old cowhand young again. What say?
Yippee-yo, never saw a cow, never roped the steer, cause I don't know how. Sure ain't a fixin' to startin' now.
Yippee-i-o, cry-hey. Yippee-i-o, cry-hey. He's an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, and he plays the fiddle in the cowboy band.
The cowboys know, cause I about the big corral where the roadie doggies go, cause I learned them all on the radio.
Yippee-i-o-ki-yay, yippee-i-o-ki-yay, holly-o-la-hoo-hoo.
Time once again to ring off today's little visit. You know, from the feel of the weather, old Jack Frost is going to stop around and do a little more decorating again tonight. Ah, that old fire is going to feel mighty comfortable. Hey, that reminds me. We've got to cut some wood. Well, we'll see you all later, and that means the Sons of the Pioneers, Frankie Messina, Betty Taylor, and yours truly, George Putnam. This program came to you from the Lucky You Ranch. Until tomorrow, be lucky, you. America's sold on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.